Well, this morning we have a guest joining us by phone. Ron Chamberlain joins us from up there in Shelby County. Ron, how are you this morning?
Oh, I'm doing okay.
Well, good. We want to talk a little bit about an award that Ron is going to receive this Sunday afternoon. The State Association for the Preservation of Iowa Cemeteries organization is going to present Ron with a leadership award, their Man of the Year award, for the work that he's done in helping with preserving pioneer cemeteries in western Iowa. Congratulations to you.
Thank you very much. They've given out this award 17 times. It's called the Phyllis Carter Award, and for 17 years now, it's always gone to eastern Iowa people. Maquoketa, Davenport, Dubuque, over that way. So it's the first time west of Des Moines that anybody has ever received this.
Really? Well, we all have our histories. I realize in eastern Iowa, their history might be a little bit older than ours as people made their way west. But there is a lot of important history buried around these parts.
Well, that's certainly true. It's kind of amazing because I was the one that helped start WPCA, Western Iowa Pioneer Cemetery Association. That was in 2010. And since that time, just in Shelby County alone, we found three veterans of the War of 1812 in old pioneer cemeteries. In other words, the Main Street towns of Harlan and Irwin and Shelby and Panama and so on, they were not settled when the old-timers were still alive here, the old War of 1812 veterans. And so they're buried in old pioneer cemeteries. And three out of the four, or two out of the three, are buried in cemeteries that do not have roads to them.
Hmm. Ron, when you take on a project of one of these pioneer cemeteries, do you go into it having a general idea of what you think you might find, or are you usually surprised at what you find?
Well, the one back in 1982, when I walked into this cemetery and there was only one tombstone standing, and I poked around with a rod, and here I found two more tombstones. So I contacted 25 people. In the next two or three days, we found 21 tombstones under the ground. And it goes back to 1893 when the Anti-Saloon League closed the taverns and bars at Panama, Erling, Manteno, Dunlap, and Woodbine, Iowa. And consequently, those early settlers had to have their alcohol, I guess, so they had a still in the cemetery. And then they signed a petition saying there are no tombstones on said land, and they closed the road to the cemetery. So the last person buried in that particular cemetery was that year in 1893 in April. And here I have cousins buried in that cemetery. So, and that's between Erling and Dunlap, Iowa, in northwest Shelby County. And it was called Gallon's Grove, and there's four different pioneer cemeteries in that grove, and there's still quite a bit of timber in that area yet.
Mm, wow. Ron, is this a growing trend, people starting up these pioneer cemetery associations? Is this something you're seeing more and more happen in more and more places around Iowa?
I think so. I'm a member of the SAPIC, the State Association for the Preservation of Pioneer Cemeteries, and they have county reports, and there's different county associations now west, what we call WPCA, Western Iowa Pioneer Cemetery Association. We didn't want to be narrowed down to one county, so it's Harris and Shelby, and then the counties that touch Harris and Shelby: Audubon, Crawford, Carroll, Monona, Cass, and Pottawatomie counties. And we'll probably get down to the southwest corner of Iowa yet, down to Fremont Mills and Page County down that way too.
Are you surprised at all, Ron, at how many folks around the region have volunteered to step in and help with the organization that you started?
We're up to about 120 members now, and at our meetings we have anywhere from 8 to 15 to 20, and then in the wintertime we have as many as 30 to 40 when we have our Christmas get-together. And it just seems like wherever we work, whether it's Pottawatomie County or North or Western Cass County, the people from the local area hear about it and then come out and they tell the stories about that there was a cemetery here at one time or there was a cemetery there. And really that's what we're looking for, is any remnants of tombstones and fence lines or where there was once a cemetery, an old-timer used to talk about it. What's kind of interesting, back in 2012, we started a cemetery from scratch. In other words, we knew that there was a cemetery there and we get a crown a ground penetrating radar unit. We found 10 graves, and since then we've added the 10 tombstones. Of course, some of them don't have any names at all because we don't know who the people were that were buried there. But we know that they were buried there, and according to maps, and then old timers were telling about it, that they'd walk out of a church. And this came from Salt Lake City. The wedding party came out of the church, and then they walked up the hill next to where their loved ones were buried. And that's what we were going by, where to find the tombstones. Another little project's going to be east of Portsmouth, Iowa, and that's going to be next spring. And that's 2 miles east, and that's called Cologne Settlement, K-O-L-N or C-O, Cologne, Germany. And anyway, that's on a high flat 2 miles east of Portsmouth, and we know that the people were buried there. There was a church there at one time in the 1880s, and they moved everything into the new town of Portsmouth. But we want to check that area and make sure that there's still some graves or tombstones under the ground in that particular, just north of 44.
Ron, do you do more research before you go to do the physical work looking for some of these plots, or do you do more research after you find whatever you were looking
well,
for?
Probably after. An interesting one was east of Harlan, Iowa, about 3 miles, called the Windy Knoll Cemetery. There's just one tombstone there left, and we didn't think much of it, but the name is John Folk, F-O-L-K-E, and here a friend of mine looked it up on the Internet, and here he found out that he was a veteran of the War of 1812. Now, it takes a lot of research, and see, another organization I belong to, and they do a lot more with this than I do, and that's the Harrison County Genealogical Society. We did have a society here in Shelby County until about 1985 or so, but then it folded up, and that was called the Nishnabotna Genealogical Society, but all of its records are at the Shelby County Historical Museum. And that's a great place to start if you want to. Nate Buhlman is doing a great job up there, and he can help you out if you want to look up your own research or your own ancestors and so on. But, you know, the Mormons were the first settlers in western Iowa and to stay. And a number of them, because they lost their loved ones, the mother might die during pregnancy and so on. And so then they buried Native Americans. And so that's why there's a lot of the Crandall name and the Roundy name and different names go back to where the Native Americans, especially the Sioux Indian, who were here before the Potawatomis ever thought about coming here.
Well, what you're really doing is poking around through the history and finding out some of the history of the area.
That's right, yes. What we're going to do now is there's about three or four different businessmen that in the spring of 2015, we're going to go into the schools with we get the okay from Justin Wagner at Harlan, Iowa, and we want to talk to the superintendent down to Atlantic and also over in Harrison County, too, the superintendents, and see if we can't get those fifth and sixth graders reinterested into Iowa history. Back in the 70s, I used to teach Iowa history all the time, and it was mandatory. Now it's not part of the curriculum anymore, and I don't think that's right. I think children should know about their own local history, the township government, and the names of the rivers and creeks and how they got their names and so on. Just give you a little example here. Can you name the two named places in both Cass County and Shelby County, the earliest named places?
I don't.
Well, Nishnabotna is one of them.
Okay.
And the other one is Mosquito Creek, which is in western part of Shelby County. But they were already in the map when Lewis and Clark came through in 1802 and 1803 through what became the Omaha and Council Bluffs area. And see, those names were already on the map at that time.
Well, things changed so rapidly back
sure.
then because there was so much movement. Have you ever surprised someone by finding maybe a grave site of a loved one that maybe they didn't even know was there?
Here about 2 years ago, I gave spring of 2012, I sang the national anthem down in Minden, Iowa, and I was asked to come down and do that, and we had seven Legion posts down there, and they were doing a thing for a Civil War veteran who did not have a tombstone, and so they put the tombstone up, and here was a Blair, B-L-A-I-R, and his descendants are down in Louisiana and different places. But his uncle was instrumental in saving the Civil War for the North, because he was in contact always with Abraham Lincoln. And it was called the Blairtown Lot Company, and they buy the and that's where Blair, Nebraska, got its name. And so the Abraham Lincoln would call this guy up or visit with this guy, and I suppose by letter back then, and would find out what they were instrumental in the railroading, or the building the railroads for the North to invade the South and so on. And Blairsburg, Pennsylvania is where they came from. And there's the Blair's Hall and Grinnell College. And so it was unreal that guy's name was Blair and buried in the Minden Cemetery. And nobody knew anything about him at all.
Wow. Yeah, well, we literally have all that history right beneath our feet. I assume to do all these projects, it takes not just volunteers, but some money, too. Have you had some pretty good support?
Again, we have over 120 membership. If anybody wants to know anything about it, they don't have to. In other words, it's everything on a volunteer basis as far as workers and that. You know, this Abel Gallon Cemetery that we built is a fantastic place to visit. There's a brick walkway to it, and over 100 people put in about 50 hours per person over a year and a half period, and it's really beautiful. So we need more volunteers, I guess, and now I'm in a wheelchair, so I'm not doing too good, and so it's a lot of other people do a lot of work. I'm just kind of help organize things, I guess. Ordinary people working together do extraordinary things.
That's right. Well, somebody's got to be the point person too. So, very good. Well, Ron, again, continued success with that, and congratulations again on the award. It's nice to be recognized for all that hard work.
Well, it's 1:30 at the Shelby County Historic Museum at Harlan, Iowa. That's Sunday, October 26th. And I'll see you there. Thank you, Jim.